were we gone? Mike, seriously, Philip Rivers is back in the NFL. How long have we been asleep? We were off yesterday, and now suddenly Philip Rivers is playing. That's not my headline or anything. It's just we go away for a full 24 hours, and we come back, and Philip Rivers is back. He hasn't played since 2020. They were doing Zoom meetings back then. They were wearing masks and such. Life has changed a lot since that day. What happened? Did we go back in time or what, Mike?
I'm pretty sure he's 44.
He's 44 years old.
He's my age.
Come on, but you know. Like, I know you hate Philip Rivers, right? You probably hate
him. I do.
I don't hate him.
I not his children.
I don't have it. I just don't have it for him. The internet has probably ruined a lot of that because you see a lot of him mic'd up and the way he cusses and
he doesn't cuss.
The way he doesn't cuss, I should say, but he says dadgummit and all that stuff, and it's hilarious. I can't help but like the dude. And now with this story, 44 years old, hey, Tanner and I have this ongoing debate. Who's more likely to get in the Hall of Fame, Eli Manning or Philip Rivers? Tell you what, if Philip Rivers goes and does something crazy with the Colts, I mean, it's all he's got to do is hand it off to Jonathan Taylor. He's not starting, though, this weekend, is he? He's still on the practice squad. I think he'll be like the emergency backup. I don't even know if he'll actually play. It's a fun story, but I honestly don't even know if he'll actually play.
I thought he signed a contract with the Chargers so he could retire with the Chargers. I thought he was retiring.
I don't know. Eastside Chris texting in, Brady, I'm really hoping for a playoff game against the Colts. The two most players I've despised against Broncos are Fred Bletnikoff and Rivers. Also, this NBA Cup thing is stupid. No games for almost a week, but back-to-back games still prevail. P.S. I jumped on the +2.5 on the Broncos, especially at home. Literally disrespectful. All right, Eastside Chris unpacking it. See, we were gone a lot yesterday, so people they have some thoughts. Can I say this? Mike, I know you're a football elitist. Can we all agree Notre Dame's being a kind of a B right now?
Oh, they're being a yacht. They're being a yacht about it.
Yeah. sorry, I'm going through a cold, so you're gonna have to be ready. It's everywhere. So, Notre Dame. Talk to me about Notre Dame while I clear my throat.
I'm sorry, but if it's me and I get screwed, what I'm doing is I'm going to go to the bowl, whatever bowl they give me, whether it's the Jonathan Taylor Thomas toilet bowl game or it's the, I don't know, the Orange Bowl's not the national championship game this year bowl. I'm going to it. I'm beating the piss out of the other team, and I'm saying,
let's be fair. What I've heard is that the players did vote on not going. So everyone's like trying to throw, you know, Marcus Freeman under the bus, their athletic director, Pete Baveka. Ugh, he's driving me nuts. And how the hell is Notre Dame, Michael, saying that Miami was against them and it's unforgivable? You're pissed at Miami for pushing for an ACC team to get in? Now, last I checked, Notre Dame, outside of football, is ACC, but they're not in a conference. Michael, I don't care if you and I are brothers or best friends. If I'm in the ACC and you're not, and people ask me who I think should be in the playoffs, I'm pushing for my conference to get in. Miami, first off, had all the resume to do that. I think we both came out agreeing on that. Yeah, Notre Dame's join a conference. If they were in the ACC this year, they'd be in the college football playoffs because they would have played Virginia, and they would have beat Virginia, and they'd be in.
Congratulations, Notre Dame. You dug yourself a hole.
It's going to be a long show today, Mike. Talking a lot it kind of worked out yesterday. The guys did a great job. Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint, they did a wonderful job with their Wealth Gives Day promotion. And I had people like texting, messaging me saying, hey, thanks. I did nothing. I did literally nothing to put this on. This is all a creation of the morning show team. And the dude down the hall did a fantastic job. You did a wonderful job putting these podcasts together out there quickly so people could get it. I literally, and I cannot stress this enough, I literally did nothing. because these guys had it all handled and it was freaking awesome.
Oh, you did. You did do stuff. It was just other things for the station.
I sequestered myself.
Not for Weld Gives Day. Mm-hmm. You did your job outside.
Hey, you want to talk sports balls? We got you talking sports balls. I can't talk about, you know, important things, but I can talk about sports balls. It's my forte.
Sports ball maybe even is fifth important.
Day. Yeah, sports ball is important.
It's the most important thing. It goes family, sports ball, that is football, and then Star Trek.
That's not even a real thing. There are no such... You're the only person that's actually a sports fan that's also a Star Trek fan.
That's not true at all.
It's just when I take a breath, when I breathe, Mike. That's what's happening here. Every time I breathe. So, how do I do the show without breathing?
Every breath you take... Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that.
I can't take a deep breath, so don't get me worked up today. We're going to stay very calm.
The Nuggets are terrible. Basketball's not a real sport. Getting you worked
all right.
Up.
We got a lot of news to hit. Eric Gibson Jr. had to enter the transfer portal because he didn't make it through whatever his... I'm going to get into the details of that, but he's trying to get another eligibility year of D1, but... With that, okay, let's take a break, regroup. Let me get some water. We'll take a break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're gonna just try to stay really calm today. So, nobody piss me off. Go Pokes is already at it. Stay calm, Brady. Do you even know who Calm is? Go Pokes. You didn't think I knew who Jim Mora was.
He's poking you.
He's trying. Let's see. Near Broke says, Star Trek, try college ball. What do you mean? Like it's as confusing as that? Yeah. It is now. It got even more confusing with what Utah did yesterday. I'll get into details on that. But Michael, I predicted this. I predicted this is where we're headed.
Brady, you're very clairvoyant.
I am. When it comes to college sports, like I've said it since I was a baby, Mike. First words were, "The NCAA should just be the NCAA, the NFL."
And your parents were shocked that you were going to be right.
Well, it's
30
it's,
years later.
You want more fans? You want better construction? Make it the NFL. Make the playoffs simpler. Don't make it so damn confusing. A Martian shouldn't be able to land on planet Earth and be confused by college football. I tell you, hey, you know what happens in the NFL? The best 7 teams on each side go to the playoffs, and that's it. But there's only 32 teams. They got to win their division to get in. That's how it goes. But in college, doesn't matter. It's all over the damn place. And then teams get to bitch and moan if they don't make it in because they weren't voted in by a committee.
Martian would say, why are there undeserving teams allowed to play in the playoffs?
Because, okay. Why don't you want Tulane and James Madison in? Why? What do you fear is going to happen?
I fear that the games are going to suck.
Really?
And I fear that... Really? Look, aren't they both ranked?
Yeah.
Good for them. If it was a top 25 playoff, okay. I would be all about it.
They're top 25.
But it's 12.
Okay, you're worried about blowouts. Were you worried about Penn State beating SMU 38-10 last year? Oh, wait, what? SMU's in a Power 4 conference. They got waxed by 28 points. Texas beat Clemson 38-24. Oh, were you worried about this kind of result? Ohio State's going to beat Tennessee 42-17. How about Texas and Arizona or Ohio State and Oregon last year? 41-21. How about Notre Dame and Georgia 23-10?
Brady, there is a massive difference.
Every one of these were blowouts.
Between what Florida and not Florida, but Notre Dame and Georgia and Ohio State have and James Madison. There, you have Ohio State.
They're getting. Then why? then why do we have blowouts when they're the Power Four is so superior and they're so evenly matched and they're the good ones? Why are we having blowouts at that level too? Blowouts happen all the time. And in fact, Boise State lost 31-14. If you watched that game, it didn't feel like a 31-14 game. It felt like probably more of a 10 score or a 10 point game. Honestly. I saw Paul Feinbaum.
But you still
I saw Paul Feinbaum come on, and James Madison has no business being in, and Tulane has no business. You know what I'm doing if I'm G5 then? I'm going to sue your ass. Because it's
free speech?
It's an unfair competition. No, I'm going to sue the NCAA and the college football playoff because everybody's winning lawsuits if they go up against anything college related. You want to get rid of my seat at the table? Then let's call this what it is. You are making it too unrealistically fair for any of the G5, G6 schools to get in. So we're going to bring you to the Supreme Court and we're probably going to win. That's what I'd do.
They're going to have to figure out a way to schedule better. And they're going to have to figure out a way to recruit better. I think there is a way to do it.
You don't buy what I'm saying then when I'm telling you it's mathematically impossible for these G5 schools to schedule better, much better. They can't schedule much better. Boise State's not going to get a lot of G4 schools to want to play them in the first four games. But the rest of their season is within their conference. So their schedule, they have what, two cracks at it? Two cracks at it to make a tougher schedule. I just don't buy it, man. I get that it's like, okay, they're not the better of the team, the groups, and they're not even close. I get that. I do.
Where was South Florida? Like, years ago, South Florida, I didn't even know where that was.
Yeah.
I didn't know if South Florida existed. And then suddenly, they became pretty good. Now, they've dropped. But they've become pretty good. Some of these schools, Tulane can do it. Tulane, I think, can build themselves up perhaps to a number 12 if they do it right.
Well, there you go.
It's going to be a long process.
We got to give them a chance to get into these playoffs.
Process, but they can do it.
Faith saying, I wouldn't be mad if they go back to the four-team format. The more you expand it, the more complex it gets. Well, Faith, I have bad news, because if they're going to do anything, they're going to go to 16. Like, I would. Here is how they're going to do it, Mike. They're either going to go for the full law, we're splitting away, and all that, which, with what Utah did yesterday, adds more to that. But listen, I've predicted this, and it's true. I am Nostradamus, he said, Chris says. I do predict that's going to happen at some point, but that is a haul. The process that it would take for the Power Four to just simply break away and then you create a whole new division is beyond. I mean, it can move a lot faster now. Things do move rather quickly, but I don't see it happening like in the foreseeable future. But if that doesn't happen, or until then, all the college football playoff committee is going to do is say, hey, we got to add more teams, because then we can at least get, the more you get in, the better it is. Then you don't have Notre Dame. But then the problem is you go to 16, then it's going to be people bitching when they're in the 20s, you know? It's just how it goes. It went from, we name a college champ. Well, number 2, 3, 4, 5 was pissed. Okay, fine, we won a national championship game. Well, again, number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is pissed. Okay, we'll put 4 in. Fine, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 is pissed. Fine, we'll put 12 in. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, skip. 22, 23, 24, they're pissed. So if you put 16 in, you're going to have like a team that's not even ranked pissed.
No one's ever going to be happy, but I think this is the best we've had it. This will be the best
this year?
We have it. I just don't like that you have tokenism. I don't like it. Like, well, these schools that just they're just not as fortunate. We have to just allow them to go in over two teams that are clearly better. They're clearly better. And you know what? It probably won't happen, but they may have played each other earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And maybe Notre Dame played Tulane. Maybe Notre Dame beat Tulane.
Yeah.
But because Tulane won their conference, Notre Dame is out. And Tulane is in.
Get in a conference. Why?
Weren't we talking about head-to-head?
I'm trying to calm down. I'm just saying, if Notre Dame is in the ACC, they're in. But they want to be free and have their TV contract deal that they have that they absolutely love. Get in the ACC in the football side.
They want that sweet, sweet green.
Then stop bitching when things don't go your way. Because, Michael, this is again why you need one person in charge here to come in and say, wait, 98% of the schools are in a conference. Why is UConn and Notre Dame, what is it, UConn and Notre Dame, and then it's going to be a... No, it's not. Sorry, because Sac State's not moving up, right? They're just going to be an independent in the FCS. They're not moving up.
Yeah, because they were...
Nobody wanted
them. They were told, you aren't worthy.
Yeah, and you can't even come in and be an independent. So anyway, I'm coming in. I'm this Martian again, Mike, and I'm like, wait, so everyone's in a conference. Cool. So they play for who's the best in the conference, and they get a championship. So Notre Dame's probably in the AC. No, they're in an independent. What does that mean? Well, they're on their own. They schedule with the ACC and play games. Oh, they schedule with the ACC, so they're basically in the ACC? Yeah, but they're not in the ACC. Okay, why are they allowed to do that? They have a lot of money, and ESPN loves them, and all the networks love them. Okay, don't they love Ohio State and Alabama? Yeah, but it's different with Notre Dame. They were ordained, kind of. Okay,
A movie about a guy who wasn't very good at football, really hard.
Right, why is UConn an independent? Nobody knows. I don't know.
Because they're good at basketball.
Well, I don't know. They shouldn't be an independent. I've had this argument, and I get the money's there. But if I am a person that comes in, if I'm Roger Goodell, if I'm Dana White, if I'm Adam Silver, first thing I'm doing today, hey, UConn and Notre Dame. Sorry, UConn's getting kind of dragged into this because you just lost your head coach and are salt in the wound. You got to be in a freaking conference. Figure it out today. We're not doing this. We're not doing this anymore. Hey, Pac-12 and Mount West, you guys can't go off and make deals on the side. It all goes through me. I approve it. I go through who's at fault if this goes south. Like that's how I'm the judge, jury, and I am the executioner. I am Judge Judy. Judge Judy should be the new commissioner of college football.
Also,
college football playoffs. Here's the debate. I want G5 schools in. I want them in. If we need to figure out scheduling ways to make Michaels feel better with the world, and fine, we can, but we're doing that. Utah, you're just able to get bought out now. I don't know, did you read the story I sent you, Mike? Private equity taking over Utah.
I did not have a chance because that was yesterday, and yesterday required a lot of brain.
Well, today is today, and you could have read it today. It's okay.
Yeah, but today is morning. Morning
basically,
is sunlight. Brain doesn't like sunlight.
Basically, an external factor, private equity, has arrived in college athletics. The University of Utah is on the cusp of striking the industry's first partnership with an equity firm in a marriage that features a 9-figure capital infusion. The creation and shared ownership of a for-profit entity to operate athletics business and financial elements outside of the traditional university framework. So they're going to be like throwing $500 million in capital right now. It's a groundbreaking thing. Ross Dellinger writes in Yahoo Sports, groundbreaking and innovative move that may pave the way for more schools and conferences to pursue such a concept. What do you need to know about this? What do you need to know? Basically, it is the University of Utah, through its nonprofit University of Utah Growth Capital Partners Foundation, will hold the majority ownership and retain full control and decision-making authority. Otro Capital will be a minority owner. So there's a minority owner now of Utah. Now, I said this 5 years ago on the show. Eventually, these programs will be a part of the college, but kind of not. They will drive money in. There'll be an entertainment venue, a reason to attract students to come to your school. But at the end of the day, Utah football will act independently on their own, renting the facilities of Utah working hand in hand with the college. They can use facilities, all that stuff, but they're their own entity. They bring in their own money. They use that money just like an NFL team, and then they pay the athletes. These are athletes. These are employees now. These are employees that will sign a 2 to 3 year contract. These are employees that do not have to go to college. These are employees that can go do NIL deals on their own. There is no inducements or whatever. It's just a contract. You want to play here and you want the money? Here's what we have. So it's a capital infusion of $500 million. This will happen nationwide now. This is the beginning of everything I told you guys was going to happen 5 years ago. Call it the student athlete at most schools, primarily the Power Fours, will no longer be student. They will be employee athlete. That's where we're headed. Now, I don't think they'll 100% be independent, but this is going to be an innovative private equity deal that could lead to a trend of college athletic departments nationwide, high revenue sports like football, operating as distinct business-oriented entities. So, like, we know the current landscape of college sports is moving toward new financial models. This provides a new template for managing the complexities of a professionalized system. This is the beginning of the end of college football as we know it today, even though it changes every year. This is where it starts. Where I keep saying this, no matter where this goes with Utah and beyond, you need to bring someone in that runs this. Who are they playing for? Okay, it's the College Football Playoff Committee, the CFP. All right, that's it. It's the NFL. This is the CFP. Who runs the CFP? Who's the commissioner? Who makes the rules as to who's in the CFP? This is the start. It's wild, dude. Michael, this is absolutely wild that this is happening. I think Utah is going to have freaking logos all over their jerseys next year because this Otro or whatever, like, they're going to come in and sell and get people on board like Learfield, but on steroids. If you know what Learfield is, Learfield is an external agency that represents schools. They go out and they sell their advertising for them. So they're paid, I believe, by the school to go out and get advertising up or all over the stadium and on the billboards and the commercials, all their stuff. That's what they do. They're going to be doing it now with this Otro type group. And it's going to be, I mean, the way Ross Dellinger writes it, the endeavor with Otro Capital is more than just a nine-figure infusion of cash. At the center of the project is the creation of a private, independent offshoot of the athletic department. Keep that word in mind. If you're following along at home, guys, write down independent offshoot. Say, Brady was right, independent offshoot of the athletic department. Utah Brands and Entertainment LLC, in a first-of-its-kind partnership between a university athletic department and an equity partner. An executive team from the Otro Capital combined with athletics department personnel will lead the creation and operation of the new company, which will live within the university's foundation. The university still retains majority ownership, yada, 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 decision-making authority. It is insane. The university is offering a prominent group of donors the ability to purchase a stake in Utah Brands Entertainment. It's like buying a team, getting involved and getting different owners involved with your ownership group. Oh, boy. Go Pokes. That's a lot. Let's see. Screw Notre Dame. Force them into a conference. No sweetheart deals. No more indies. Men's basketball remains the same. One tournament for both. Just change the seeding rules. Expand to 72. Wow. Force all TV networks to the table. An equally divided revenue. Set up an agreement similar to the NFL. Same for the G's. Exact same structure. Obviously lower negotiated price tag. Expand eligibility to 6 years. For all athletes. Oh, private equity deals. Let each school do whatever they want, just like the NFL. Did I miss anything? But that's the thing. Like, the NFL, they don't do whatever they want. When it comes to their roster, at least. Their ticket sales, they can do whatever they want. They can raise them. They can do that stuff. I suppose within limit. If they start raising them to the point where people aren't going to their games, a commissioner's going to step in and say, come on, guys. You're outpricing your fan base, and it looks bad on TV. It's all about TV. Faith says, hell, let's just play Russian roulette with all the damn teams, LOL. That might be the easiest thing to do. Travis, the new guy, they messed up college football so bad, but this will be a 30-for-30 story in about 10 years of how it got completely unraveled and hopefully fixed, but this is the beginning of a long nightmare. Eastside Chris, so each player might look like a NASCAR player running down the field. Yes. If I'm this Utah group, like, where can I slap a logo? Because we need money. We're trying to make money now. There is a lot of money out there, folks, and college football means to grab it. They grab to grab more. Here's a little scary factor here, Colorado State fans. You better hope that the NCAA and the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't come together, and because Notre Dame bitched and moaned, and because BYU, maybe they're not bitching and moaning as much, but because the fan bases are mad, that they don't flat out say Michael's plan over there of just go with the rankings, 1 through 12 or 1 through 16. Because Jim Mora, who's up for Coach of the Year, chose Colorado State, probably for many reasons, but from what I gather, he chose primarily, he's from, you know, he was in Colorado for a while, blah, blah, blah. It's because of the path to the playoffs. If you suddenly rip out the current rule that's in place that says top five conference champs get in, and you edit that, and you potentially go berserko, and you go with the football elitist plan, 1 through 12 get in, 1 through 16 get in, that's it. Then Jim Mora just came to Colorado State under a false kind of pretense, under something that would change the rug, the bait and switch, the rug pulled out from underneath him, however you want to say it. Locally, that's interesting. So our eyes are going to be peeled. We will be waiting patiently. And in the meantime, CSU fans, I'd root pretty hard for Tulane and James Madison. I would find a way to root for those two teams. Because the better they do in these college football playoffs, the stronger the case will be to keep the system the same. If you increase, fine. But make sure a G5 school has a seat at the table. Otherwise, that's bad news for Colorado State. 38 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farouk, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Welcome back into the show. Life moves fast, and you need internet that can keep up. Leave the internet struggles of yesterday behind and move forward with Allo Fiber. We did here at the radio station. We are proud users of Allo Fiber. Future-proof your home, your business for years to come, and take your internet to new speeds with ultra-fast Allo Fiber internet. Switch to Allo Fiber for the ultimate internet experience. Mike, I can already tell the difference. The internet's been moving like lightning speed here. Can you tell?
Yeah, the internet used to be like thrusters.
Yeah.
Now it's warp speed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Star Trek.
Good job, buddy. Good for you, pal. You're cooking. Hey, all this bitching and moaning about college football, from me specifically, I got to tell you. I was feeling like crap last night. Nobody wanted to talk to me. I was the hunchback of Notre Dame back there.
Talked to you.
Little Notre Dame reference. You're the only one. You and Tanner, barely. I didn't want to get anybody sick, so I stayed back in my little hole. I didn't get to join in all the reindeer games out here. Everybody was having fun, and it was emotional, and people were raising some money, and it was a really cool deal. And Tanner and Brian were like, yeah, we're rock stars. And Derbs was like, yeah, we're rock stars. Everybody's
and
great.
I locked myself in my office, too.
And I didn't get to be a part of that, you know? So I get home last night, and I'm just like, down to the dumps. It was a fun day at the station, and nobody wanted to talk to me. My wife went to bed early. My dog's laying on me, the only one that cares. And we're watching college basketball. I watched that whole... CSU played Dartmouth. I'm just going to call them Dartmouth. They played Dartmouth last night. Eh. Ali Farokmanesh did not seem pleased. They win 76-55. I think they were like a 20.5 point. There's some... They were like 21.5 point. I think it was 21.5. So they won by 21. And there's some questions as far as some of the calls that led to them to just win by 21. That's neither here nor there. It wasn't a fantastic game by the Rams. Dartmouth, they were all over the sharpshooter for the Rams in Josh Pascarelli. When he shot, he made it. He only shot two threes last night. He made both of them. He's a very pure shooter. But they kind of took him out of the game. There were several times this game where Ali just looked pissed. And he's like, you know what? Everybody out. Starters out. We're platooning this B. We're going with it. That happened off and on throughout the night. Kyle Jorgensen had a decent game, but he kept grabbing his left elbow. Then he put a brace on. So CSU wins. They win how they were supposed to, but it was kind of a sloppy affair. And I'm going to have Ali on. Special interview tomorrow. I'll get into details on that, but a special interview tomorrow. He did not seem happy about that game. So after that game, I go to start watching. I'm watching the BYU game, and BYU wins at a buzzer beater. And then I watch Florida and UConn, the end of that one. I just forget sometimes how freaking fun college basketball is when you just sit down and you watch some of these great games. Like CSU wasn't a great game, but they won. They did what they were supposed to. Mountain West Network is tough, guys. Anybody else experience this? Like, I'm watching it on my phone, on the app, and then when I turn it around, like, so I can watch it on my phone widescreen, it freezes every time. Like, that's not possible. That's not why it's doing it, but that's why it was doing it. So dumb. Go Pokes texting in. That's some jerky thing. Seems like just another typical day then. Nobody loves you, Brady. Wow. That was a little rough. That was a little rough. And I lost my producer, so if I go into a coughing fit here and I have nobody to shut the mic off, that is my producer's fault. So just wanted to let you know. Don't leave, Michael. If I go into a coughing fit here, we're in trouble. There's a lot on your shoulders today, more so than there's ever been.
Sorry, the computer was being mean to me, and I couldn't fix it from this computer, so I had to fix it from a different
computer.
Would
Captain Kirk just walk out of the ship? In the middle of flying through Narnia? Would he do that? No, he wouldn't. He'd stay on the ship until it's landed and they can go get the ring back into Mordor for once and for all.
If Geordi LaForge could fix something from the bridge, he would. But unfortunately, sometimes he needs to be in engineering.
I don't know what any of that is. Eastside Chris, Brady, what will happen to historic rivalries like Ohio State, Michigan, or Red River rivalry? Those aren't going away.
No,
those aren't going away.
Washington, when they left the Pac-12, they kept their rivalry with Washington
yeah.
State.
If it's a big enough rivalry,
you are keeping it.
Right, and you're telling me CSU needs to go bolster up their schedule. Well, already one of their four games is spoken for because they're going to try to play Wyoming, and I think they absolutely should.
Yeah.
So now they got three chances.
But they also need to schedule a couple of big teams.
Well, they do.
They
have been. They've been scheduling tough teams. They had Washington the year before that, wasn't it? Texas. The year before that was Michigan.
I'm talking about you got to do two. You got to start doing two.
Ugh. Maybe with Jim Mora, get this thing under control. First advantage
text line.
I told
Jim Mora that when I called him.
Why did you call him?
Well, because we're friends.
You don't have his number.
I do. It's
49 minutes after the hour. Well, there's that. The Rams win, though. You know, it's a hangover kind of game. You had the emotional game against CU. Kind of expected that. So, but Ali, he was not thrilled, man. Like, he was platooning that thing last night. He was like, you know what? Everybody out. I'm tired of seeing your face. Go to the bench. Young guys, go in.
Show them how to play basketball.
Yeah. They win 76-55, though. 11:49 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're all in this together.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The sale of Christmas at On the Rocks Liquor starts this Friday. A brand new sale item every day until Christmas Eve. And I'm going to get you the first 6 days coming up here very soon of what that's going to look like. Also, the beverage of the week is Fireball Yule Nog, a premium holiday nog with a cinnamon kick. Supplies are limited, so don't wait until the big guys on your rooftop come see us today. The big guy being Santa Claus. Michael, Santa Claus. Have you been good? You going to get anything good this year?
He's going to get me lots of stuff this year.
Really?
What the hell is a nog? I thought it was just an eggnog thingy.
Well, like eggnog, but it's Yule nog, sent with a cinnamon kick. It's got a cinnamon kick to it. It's like eggnog, but a cinnamon kick, Mike.
Do you know what else nog is?
No.
It's a Ferengi in Deep Space Nine.
What is that?
Star Trek.
Did you say something bad? I don't even know if you cussed right there.
It's a character.
Okay. Is he like an alien?
He is an alien. Big ears.
Aren't they all aliens?
There are lots of aliens.
Aren't they all aliens? They're in space. So.
I mean, you could say a lot of them are aliens because a lot of them aren't born on Earth, but not Captain Sisko.
Okay.
He was born on Earth.
I just don't care. I wish I could, but I don't. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 530-0043. Forgive me. I am battling a very weird cold, and I feel like garbage, but we're going to get through it.
I thought you were going to say, I'm battling a very weird producer.
That is an everyday occurrence. And I'm having to lean on Michael a little bit more today, so who knows what's going to happen. Mike, got any funny jokes?
I don't know. None that I can tell on the air right now.
You don't have one that you could tell off the air either. I'll ask you, and I bet you won't have it ready. All right.
I do have one ready, but it's not appropriate.
Okay. Coming up next, we'll get to top stories of the day. The Big 12 commissioner coming out firing about Pete Pavecka. I'm going to start calling him Pavecna because he's like an enemy now in college football. And certainly college football seems like the upside down these days. So there you go, Mike. There's a little Stranger Things reference for you to keep things going. Faith, where's my update, by the way? Not on the new season, but I need more. Because I need to be caught up as we think about getting Netflix again. Top stories of the day coming up next.